getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
I'm Jeff Vanderstel, pastor at Doxa Church in Bellevue. Today I want to ask you, what word or work are you putting your trust in to give you your sense of significance or importance today? When you consider what God said in Genesis 1:26 when he created man and woman, and we hear these words that God created man and woman in his image, in his likeness, we should think about how we perceive ourselves today and how we consider what word or work are we putting our trust in to give us significance. It's interesting that in chapter 3 of Genesis, the evil one, the serpent, the deceiver comes along and asks the woman, what did God really say? Did he really mean it? Did he really say this? And he questions the very word of God, whether or not they were actually made in the likeness of God. If you read the passage, you find out that what he begins to say to her is that God knows that when you eat of the fruit of this tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will become like God. In other words, what he was saying is, you really aren't like God. God really didn't make you in his image or in his likeness. God's word is a lie, and God's work is insufficient. All day long, those are the types of things that you and I are struggling with. We're wondering, what word most defines me? What's been said about me when I was younger? Or maybe what's been said about me by my boss? Or what's been said about me even in my own heart as I speak to myself? What word are you hearing spoken over you over and over and over again? Or maybe it's the work that you do. The work that you do while you're at work, the work that you do while you're at home, the work that you've done in your past. What are you putting your trust in to give you significance and security? Whose word and whose work? The good news is that Jesus came as the Word made flesh. We're told that in John 1:14, that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. That's Jesus Christ. And Jesus lived a perfect life for you and I so that there would be a better work done on our behalf, a life of perfect obedience and submission to God the Father, so that all the ways in which we fall short would be made up by Jesus, and all the sin that we commit would be forgiven by Jesus' death on the cross for our sin. And what's amazing is not only did Jesus live a better life for us and die in our place to forgive us of all the bad words and all the bad works, he also rose again from the dead on the third day, ascended to God's right hand, and now, if your faith is in Jesus and what he's done for you, he is speaking a far better word over your life. The words that have been said over you all can get change because Jesus is speaking a word of love, forgiveness, acceptance, and significance, that you are called a child of God, dearly loved by God the Father. And the Bible teaches that he is constantly speaking to God the Father on your behalf if your faith is in him, speaking a better word over you and doing a better work for you. I pray that today you go to work or you go to school or whatever you're doing, you find yourself hearing the better word of Jesus spoken over you, that in him you're dearly loved, forgiven, and accepted, and very, very significant as a child of God. And I trust that you're also trusting in the better work of Jesus' perfect life in exchange for all the ways you and I have fallen short of the glory of God.
You've been listening to Pastor Jeff Vanderstelt of Doxa Church in Bellevue. For more details about the church, go to doxa-church.com.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.